Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday, September the 25th. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. For some reason, my text line is not like logging in. There we go. Okay, I was a little worried there. I'm like, got to get our texts and our morning check-ins from everyone listening. Thank you for checking in on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. We have Rocky listening this morning. Zach is checking in. Rick, Diana, Sarah, Natasha, Joyce, Turtle, Boople, Jessica, Tap, Miss Kit Kat is listening. Jan and Andrew from a foggy 50-degree Duluth, Minnesota, listening this morning. I believe that is the first check-in from Duluth, Minnesota ever on the show. So thank you for that. David is listening this morning. Lance, Aaron, Sandel, Cujo, Twins Mom for Life, Maria, Brad and Crystal, Nelsie, all listening. We appreciate you. How are you this morning?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Friday's here. The weekend is here. Looking forward to some quiet time this weekend. It was a busy, fun week, busy day today, but I'm just looking forward to the weekend.
Should be good. Same here. Same here. Just we have plans to just chill out and catch up on some stuff that we've missed. It was a very, very busy week this week.
We were planning dinner with some friends tomorrow night and just kind of going back and forth about restaurant options. And then one friend's sitter bailed on them, but then I suggested, I'm like, well, why don't we all come to your house? Like, that sounds like a wonderful idea. So instead of going to a restaurant tomorrow night, we're going to have a little cookout tomorrow night. It's going to be a nice
night.
You
invited yourself over.
Totally did.
Why didn't you invite them to your house?
They've got kids. They've got a big house. They got a big pool and everything. We're going back and forth.
Hey, let's just go to your house and you can cook us dinner.
And we're bringing food. We do this a lot. We bring takeout over and stuff, but we're looking forward to it. Because I said, they're like, Mom can't babysit tomorrow night. And so I'm like, we'll party at the Smith's house.
Oh.
And they're like, awesome. Yeah, come on over.
Well,
so it's going to be a good time
cool.
tomorrow night.
Yeah. I really have grown to appreciate just the having people over for dinner thing that we didn't do very often before the pandemic, just because it was so easy to go out to eat. And now that's like, since we're not going out to restaurants right now, that's like basically our only option. We hang out at our house with our two families that we hang out with, or we go to their house, and that's it. And I love it. I look so forward to it. So yeah, I can see why you'd be excited about that.
And the first thought of going out to dinner, I'm like, yeah, cool, go out to dinner. And the part of me is like, because like I said, I'm just looking forward to a low-key weekend, so that even the thought of getting dressed up, not mm-hmm. to get like put a suit on or something to go to dinner, but just that thought process, I'm like, ah. And now knowing it's just, you know, just shorts and a t-shirt and casual dinner tomorrow night, it's very relaxing.
Yeah, I like being able to wear my athleisure wear over to someone's house to have dinner and just take off my shoes. It's very, very comfortable.
So I haven't seen their kids in a couple weeks. I'm looking forward to seeing them tomorrow night. So it should be a good dinner tomorrow night.
Well, sounds like a good time.
Unless awesome. They try to cancel. I'm like, no, you can't cancel. We're coming to your house.
I'm sure they won't. I'm sure they're looking forward to it just as much as you are looking forward to it.
So how are things going over there?
Doing good. Yesterday, I did something for the first time since March, maybe even February, really. Now that I think about it, I went into a Target.
Oh,
I have not been in a Target in a long time. And the reason was we went to get our flu shots yesterday. And my family was not happy about that. I just decided, I said, you know what? Now's a good time to get our flu shots. So what's really cool, and FYI for anyone looking to get their flu shots, you can do it with the CVS pharmacies, and that's there's a CVS inside of the Target that we go to. Plus, you get a $5 gift card when you go get your flu shot there, just FYI.
Did you use it, you guys? Because Target's one of those stores, I don't feel like you can walk in without buying anything. Did you get anything?
No, we walked in and we walked out, because I was getting nervous. There were so many people in there, I was getting nervous. I didn't, and it, like I said, like I haven't been to a lot of places, and so there are just people everywhere, and then I'm freaking out because I don't, like the arrows on the floor, and I'm just the X's and stand here, and I was starting to have a panic attack. So I'm like, as soon as we get these, we're leaving, we're not shopping, I just want to get out of here. But anyway, we went in there, we made an appointment, so I said, you know, we'll be there at 4 o'clock, and we went in there, got in, got our shots. It was so easy. But it's so funny, because anytime shots are involved, there's always drama with my husband and my youngest. My oldest, she's like, okay, whatever. But they're always like, oh gosh, okay, you just got to stay calm. And I'm like, really? It's not that big of a deal, you guys. And they're like, oh God, oh, will you hold my hand? Yes, I'll hold your hand.
Does, like, Matt have a fear of needles?
Yes.
Oh, he does.
Oh, oh my gosh. So I go first, get it, boom, poof, thank you. She's like, you didn't even bleed. Do you want a Band-Aid? I'm like, yeah, I'll take a Band-Aid. And so I go. Then my husband's, he's like, okay, I'm ready. Just, you know, just, I'm going to look away. She's like, yeah, just relax your arm. He's like, okay, I'm just going to look over here. And then she's like, well, you're done. And she's like, oh, you did it? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, told ya. And then it was just so funny. So much drama. Bottom line is, both of them got it, and they realized it wasn't as bad as they remembered in years past. So it was drama, but it was not as much drama as if it would have really hurt.
And then he got his flu shot, so he's good to go.
Yes,
so it's a win-win for everyone. And you all got gift cards. You got $20 in Target gift cards rolling here now.
I'm telling you. Yeah, they were burning a hole in my pocket, though. I did want to go. I just was like, there's too many people right now. Maybe one day. Or I think you can use them online, too. So, hey, I've got that.
Perfect. Yeah, that's awesome.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Mandy Moore is trending this morning. The This Is Us star is pregnant with her first child. She made the pregnancy announcement yesterday with pictures of her and her husband, Taylor Goldsmith, celebrating the news. She wrote, baby boy Goldsmith coming early 2021. And also, great news for This Is Us fans. Yesterday, they announced that the show will return with a 2-hour season premiere on Tuesday, October 27th.
Oh, that's exciting. Now I'm trying to think of how the season ended last year, though.
It ended in a bad way with Randall and what's the brother's name?
Jack?
No.
John.
Jack and Jack is the dad. Kevin. Yes. With Kevin and Randall, basically writing each other off forever, remember?
Yes, that's right.
They were... Oh, spoiler alert.
Our bad.
Well, they got in a big fight. We'll say that. So, yeah, that's how it ended.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited about the return of the show. I think good for her, too. I mean, just based on what I see, she's going to be an amazing mom.
Yeah, so that's some good news there. Also trending this morning, Virgin Hotel LV is trending. The property, formerly known as the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, announced yesterday the property's grand opening date. The revitalized hotel and casino will open on January 15th, 2021. A lot of things happening early 2021, apparently. President Richard Bosworth said that that lightning will strike twice at 4455 Paradise, and that he looks forward to bringing employees back to work. The property will include over 1,500 renovated chambers, upgraded entertainment venues, an impressive food and beverage portfolio, a unique gaming floor, and expanded meeting and convention space.
We were there the final weekend. We did a broadcast there the last Saturday night of the Hard Rock Hotel, and it was a big party there. To me, it seems like 5 years ago. That was back in February.
Yeah, it's so hard to believe that was back in February. And he was saying at the press conference, they did a big thing yesterday, that they feel really blessed that they were able to be closed and renovate during this crazy time, mm-hmm. so they didn't have to lay anyone off, and that they're going to be able to bring in a bunch of people. So that'll be cool to see. Looking forward to that. Also trending this morning is Walmart. The biggest shopping day of the year is just around the corner, and Walmart has revealed that they will be making some changes in preparation for shopping amid COVID-19. The retailer will roll out increased online sales. They'll have earlier holiday shopping deals. They'll have thousands of new staff hires and in-store safety guidelines to ensure safety of customers and employees. Now, the chain will also be increasing their stock of certain items that are in line with the demands of the new normal, like sleepwear, exercise equipment, outdoor needs, things like that. They also plan to start seasonal sales a little earlier ahead of Black Friday. No exact date on that has been announced yet, but in July, Walmart announced that they would not be open on Thanksgiving as a way to thank their employees for their hard work during the pandemic. So you're going to have to wait for Black Friday on this one.
You know, it's funny. Think about like some of the stocking stuffers getting some Clorox wipes as a stocking stuffer years past. What is this? This year? Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Santa.
Hand sanitizer. Throw that in there. That's a good idea, Santa. I hope you're making note. And then finally this morning, banana clips are trending. Yeah, you heard me right. Banana clips. The 80s are back. Banana hair clips are making a comeback in a major way. The thin curved double comb that hinges at the bottom and locks to give the look of kind of like a faux hawk / ponytail. It's seen a sharp search interest increase in the past year, according to Google Trends. On Pinterest, there has been a 105% increase in the phrase how to style hair clips compared to this time last year. That's an old one. I remember my mom used to rock the banana clip, man. She loved the banana clip.
I was going to say, my sister. I remember my sister. If I'm thinking the right thing, my sister had them in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was like this comb. My hair was always too thick. It would never close. It would always pop back open. But my mom, man, she was styling. I'll see if she still has them. And that's what's trending.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1268.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday. We finally made it. September 25th, last Friday of September, right here. Next week, we go into October. So weird. Feels like the longest year ever, but at the same time, can't believe that October is already approaching.
In my mind, it's still summertime because of this weather. 100 degrees this weekend. We're not really into that fall weather yet. Maybe we'll get there soon, but still, it's still warm outside. And so my mindset is it's August, but no, yeah, September is almost over. We can wake up that dude from Green Day.
Yeah, exactly. How are you? Are you good this morning?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm awesome.
Okay, you seem like a little... like, maybe not good.
Why would I seem not good?
I don't know. You seem, I don't want to say off because you never seem off. I don't know. I just want to make sure. Like, you know, you get a vibe and I'm just getting a vibe, but it could be on my end. It probably is on my end if you're doing awesome.
Things are fantastic. I want to know what gave the vibe this morning that I was not in a good mindset.
Because
I'm in a fantastic mood.
So I just pick up energy.
You get through anything at me.
I can pick up energy through these windows that are in between us. Like, JC and I are in totally separate studios, and we have been since we've been back. So we don't interact with each other. We don't, like, we're not in the same studio
at all. Yeah, it's so weird.
But energy still makes it through this glass.
Now,
I picked up on a weird energy.
My routine is I come in, I turn the lights on. They're always really bright when I turn them on. Then I set in my proper setting. Then I turn to you, and that's when we make eye contact for the first time.
That must have been it. I think it was a weird eye contact.
Did you see my wink? I did my wink because I always wink. My hands are full. I got coffee in one hand and a bag on the other, so I can't wave. So I always do a hi wink.
Yeah, maybe the wink was weird. But maybe the light was reflecting, because I have lights on in my studio this morning because I'm going to be on Channel 8 in a little bit, and I usually have it dark. And so maybe the light made the wink look weird. Maybe it's on my end.
Maybe a different wink. And then also, too, I've been running around back here because I'm out of bottled water at my house. So I normally have some water. I bring a bottle of water into the radio station or have some here, but I'm out. So I was running to my car to get change, to go to the vending machine, to get money. So I've been running around here in the studio as well.
Yeah, I remember, like, you would bring like a case in of water back in the day when there was actual employees here. And that case would go fast. I don't touch your water, so I
hope
you don't.
I use it all. I keep forgetting. It's one of these things where I'm like, get water, get water. Keep forgetting it. So I got no water at the radio station. So running around to my car. So maybe I'm not in the studio. You're thinking, you know, I'm sending out a bad vibe.
But... No, I'm not a bad vibe. I don't want you to take that the wrong way. I definitely not a bad vibe. Just a different vibe.
No, everything is awesome
well,
over
good.
Here.
Good. So. Excited for the weekend. I kind of bummed last night. The Las Vegas Aces, they lost. So now it's like a do or die situation. They got to win on Sunday. Or else it's over for them. So that was, I was watching a little bit of that game last night.
What happened to them? Because they were up at by 7 points at one point, and then something just, the Connecticut went on like a 20-4 run.
They were just on fire at that point. Like Connecticut just could not be stopped, and we were picking up some fouls. And so, yeah, that was a bummer. After that, we went over to my favorite show, Love Island, which only has one more week, and I'm so sad. This has been the highlight of my summer. I'm over Big Brother. Love Island is where it's at, man. That is the greatest show ever. Such trashy TV, and it's so funny because it started out with just me and my youngest watching it together. Then my oldest daughter, she started kind of watching at it when we would always watch it, and then she got hooked. And then last night we're watching, and my husband's in the room, and he's just not paying attention, but then he keeps looking up, and then he's like, don't tell me he's going to stay with her. And I'm like, I knew you liked the show. I knew you liked it.
We started watching last night. We don't have Apple TV. We have Apple TV. We don't have Apple Plus. But now when we turn on our Apple TV, Apple Plus, like all the previews for the shows pop up and start automatically playing. So my wife turned it on last night, and we sat there watching previews for some of the Apple Plus shows. So last night we were just watching previews last night.
What kind of shows did you see?
The one guy's name from SNL. He's he was a football coach and becomes a soccer coach. Is it Ed Lasso? Is the show, I think it is. It's the gimmick is, based on the preview, is that he is a really good football coach in America, and he goes over to England and becomes a soccer coach. And that's where the comedy, like, you coach American football. How are you going to coach soccer? And that's apparently the comedy. And we watched the previews, but I felt like watching the previews of the show, I got the whole entire show.
You're like, I'm good with it.
Uh-huh.
And did you ever watch The Morning Show?
Oh, yeah. Loved it.
Okay. So did you like disable your Apple TV Plus, or was that free on Apple TV?
I think we had a 3 month trial.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say that because I love that show.
Yeah.
That's such a good one.
You got a great memory. Nothing escapes. That's a good point. We watched that show, so we must have canceled it, or our trial ran out.
Did they maybe offer a free trial to people at the very beginning? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, that's I was gonna suggest that if you ever get it, but then I was like, wait, I thought you.
Yeah, no, we talked about
it.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't have Apple Plus right now, and we watched Apple previews last night. That was our night last night.
Sometimes you just gotta pull the plug, and you're probably doing yourself a favor because, like you said, I watch a lot of TV, and so now you're living your life and not spending your time watching a bunch of TV like me.
Oh, no, we're watching TV. We're just previews.
I know,
all night.
But it's a shorter amount of time than a whole. You're not committing to an entire season
of
anything.
All right, coming up here in the dirt, a celebrity engagement ends after just 2 months. Who, why? The details are coming up in 7 minutes.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Demi Lovato and her fiancé Max Erich, they have broken up. They were engaged for 2 months. Now, People Magazine says they've been dating for 6 months and living inside a quarantine bubble with zero stress and all fun. And they started having problems when they started to return to work a few weeks ago. They added that Max's fame shot up after the engagement, and that maybe he also changed a little bit once he got out and about.
Oh, yeah. Once you're back in that public spotlight, that's it's going to change a lot of things, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I guess life was, everything was peachy inside that bubble. Then real world stresses started coming in, and maybe they couldn't handle it as a couple. Tyra Banks is admitting that her hosting duties on Dancing with the Stars, they're off to a rocky start this season, but she's going to persevere and prove their haters wrong. And she put out this TikTok video and she talks about it, but at the same time, she kind of throws a contestant under the bus. Take a listen to what Tyra had to say.
Tonight, I hosted the second episode of Dancing with the Stars that I'm hosting this season, and it wasn't perfect. Yeah, I had a lot of fun, but I messed up. I said the wrong words, but the thing is, I kept going. In fact, you know what? Tonight, Skye Jackson, she kind of fell and during her dance, and she got back up and she kept going. And because of that, she's here for another week. So the message is, I messed up this week, Skye messed up this week, but we're gonna keep on going and going, all right?
Scott's like, why are you bringing me into this conversation?
Like, I didn't want people to draw attention to the fact that I fell. But thanks, Tyra. Just proves that you're doing a great job.
And it's got to be hard stepping into Tom Bergeron's shoes. The guy was there since day one and beloved Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews as well. But, yeah, she brought in this guy. I'm like, wait, what? Huh?
Yeah, it's so easy to sit back and critique people. But you don't really know what it entails as to what they're doing. And mm-hmm. I was one of the people that was like, I'm not a fan, but I'm sure she's working her butt off and trying to do the best she can. So, yeah, I think it just boils down to the fact that we're not used to seeing her as the host, and it's going to take a little time.
Exactly. In the 80s, there was a TV show called The Fall Guy, where Lee Majors, he played a stuntman who had a side hustle as a bounty hunter.
Well, I'm not.
And now Ryan Gosling is turning it into a movie. Hollywood, I guess they've been trying to make a Fall Guy movie for years. There was even one in development back in 2013 that would have starred The Rock, but it just didn't happen. So Ryan Gosling working on The Fall Guy, the movie.
You got to be happy about that.
It's a great show.
It's a death-defying life I lead.
Yeah, I don't know much about it.
Yeah. Who played... Well, Lee Majors, he lived here in town for a little bit, too. But I'm trying to think of Sidekick, too. A Sidekick, I thought was really funny. It was a good show back in the 80s.
Cool.
And then last one here is that Chris Rock, he says that he tried to get Cardi B a TV gig, like a comedy show, before she even signed a singing contract. Take a look. He was on with The Tonight Show. Here's what he had to say.
Again, my kids showed me this Cardi B girl, and she didn't have a record out or anything. And I was like, okay, we should do a show with her. I'm not even going to say what network. But so I went, me, Cardi B, and her management to like kind of get a show going. And it just never happened.
Whoa, that's a shame. That could have been a great show.
So yeah, Cardi B, the Comedy Hour with Chris Rock is going to be the first host of SNL when it returns, I think a week from Saturday. So coming up next hour, we got more dirt. Justin Bieber giving back in a big way and how he can get some money from Justin Bieber. Details coming up at 7:15.
That's Lorde on Mix 94.1. A lot of people are wondering, where is Lorde? We have not heard from her in so long. She hasn't posted anything on social media since April of 2018. And last month, we finally heard from her, sort of. A friend of hers posted a picture of her hanging out with Lorde somewhere in the countryside, swinging on some swings. So be rest assured, Lorde is alive and well. And rumor is some new music will be coming out soon. Just don't know when. She's just kind of went under the radar for a couple of years now.
Where's Waldo and where's Lorde? Two
exactly.
of the questions that are out there, we now know where Lorde is. That's good to know she's still out and about and new music is coming out, because that first album she put out was just huge.
It was so great. It is 6:33. It is Friday, and a little pop quiz. It's not really a pop quiz.
Oh,
it's
no.
more of a where are you at in terms of everyone else? Are you average? Have you ever kind of analyzed what you spend on certain things? I saw this questionnaire that was going around where people were asked, what is the cost of your life, basically? And when I say that, it's like, what do you pay for certain things in life? And some of the answers were so interesting. I thought, wow, I really overpay for certain things, or I really underpay for certain things. So let me give these to you and kind of in your mind answer these. I don't have the average numbers. I was just seeing what other people wrote, but it's really interesting. For instance, I know you don't have kids, but let's say you did and you wanted to pay for a babysitter. What do you pay on average for a babysitter per hour? What would you guess?
Okay, well, let's just say, okay, I'm going to throw this out there. We're going out to dinner on a Friday night and we need a babysitter to watch our kids. I'm going to say $40 I'll give them.
An hour?
No, total for the night. So let's say they came over at 5. We got back at 9 or 10. I wouldn't pay them by hour. I would give them a flat fee.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So is $40, is that high? I don't know. I've never done that before. I'm just thinking maybe a night's worth of watching my kids, taking care of them, staying in touch with me, $40.
So that you said 5 to 9, so that's 4 hours. So
yeah.
$10 an hour.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that seems low. To me, that's what we used to pay our babysitter.
10 an hour?
Yeah, but I would always kind of put a little extra on top of that. Most people were saying like $15, $20 an hour. What is the average cost for a babysitter? My kids haven't needed a babysitter for a little while now. It's been like about a year or two. But what do you pay on average for a babysitter? 702-364-9400. I'll ask you a couple of these other things too.
That seems like, so just my mindset, going out to dinner on a Friday night, giving my babysitter $80 if I'm doing the $20 deal?
It would get expensive.
Yeah, wow.
It would really get expensive. Okay, how about a wedding present? You get invited to a wedding and you have to get them a present. How much is that going to cost?
I would say between $200 and $250.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I may be underspending on that. I was thinking like $100.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, my thought is, okay, so we're going to a wedding, price it out. If we were doing dinner for two, elaborate dinner, are they family? How well do I know them? So I think the last wedding we went to, was in February. It was for my wife's cousin. Yeah. It was like, I think we either did $200 or $250. I forget. Something around that ballpark.
Okay. You're going to get invited to a lot of weddings now.
No judging. This is me. Oh, this is not like a judging thing.
I'm not judging you. No, I'm just, that's why I think it's interesting to see what other people pay. No, it was more of a compliment, if anything.
I remember your wedding. Didn't I do like some odd number, like $87, and our boss like shamed me for giving a low amount of money on the air?
I can't remember, but I appreciated it. I mean,
it wasn't coming from you. It was coming from our boss. And I said, well, maybe if you paid me more money, I could get more money as wedding presents.
Okay. We're getting some texts here. $16 to $20 an hour for a babysitter is what this one says. That's interesting. Yeah. It's not easy, and you got to be well compensated for that one. Okay, how about, let's see, where did my list go? What about for lunch? Just an average lunch. How much would you pay for lunch?
I bring in my lunch. So if I do get lunch, it's Subway sandwich. So Subway sandwich is under $10.
It's $5 foot long, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. What about you?
For lunch, I mean, if I bought lunch, I'd probably like $10, I'm guessing, about $10. Another kid's birthday party present. This is the one that stresses me out so much because in my mind, I thought like $20, $25, that's good. Well, there's been times where my daughter, she's received gifts that were like $50, $60. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, our kids are just in the same class. Like they don't even really hang out.
Oh, was it from a close friend? It was
just like so generous. Uh-huh. And then I think, am I really undercutting the poor kids on this? So then I bumped it up a little bit, but I never knew really what the number should be on a kid's birthday present.
I'm thinking for me, if I was doing it under 40, but it wouldn't be like dollar amount, it'd be toy. Oh, they like Transformers. Let me get them the latest Transformers. Is that $29?
Yeah.
Is that $18? It's more of the toy that I'm buying. But I wouldn't go above 40 on a toy for a kid.
Yeah, that's an extravagant toy for sure if you do. Okay, how about if you go with a week's worth of groceries?
So you got a family of four. What's your grocery bill?
I don't know. My husband does the grocery shopping. I'm guessing like $100, $120. Maybe?
Yeah, my big order is in that price range. My big order is between $1 and $150, and that's for a few meals, throwing a bottle of wine in there as well. So I'll go tonight after work, and I'll do a big order for the weekend, and that will include booze. And so, yeah, I'll be closer to $150. Take out the wine and Red Bull and stuff like that. It's probably below $100, but with the fun stuff, it's about $150.
Yes, the text here say for weddings, $150 to $250, depending on the venue. This one says, I pay my babysitter $10 an hour plus tip. If a babysitter asks for more, I would just take my kids to Kids Quest. And then this one says, kid's birthday, $50. Mercedes, you're a little frugal overall. I guess I am. I don't know why it's not that I don't want to spend it. It's just, I don't know. It seemed a little expensive to me.
Well, I think it's also subjective, too. If you're going to a wedding of someone that you're not really that close to, the gift is not going to be as high if it's, I'm going to your wedding. You want to have a different kind of relationship.
Right.
Same with a kid. If it's just, if my kid's going to some random kid's birthday party, I'm not going to go that over the top. But if he's going to his best friend's birthday party, I'm going to put a little extra into that gift because that person means a little bit more to me.
Yeah. What about a birthday present for your husband or your wife?
We don't do them.
Oh, so there's, who's the frugal one?
Oh, right? No. We didn't do birthday gifts, and we didn't do Christmas gifts last year. We just stopped doing gifts.
But you're happy about it.
You
guys are fine.
We're not complaining. It's like, if there's something I need, I'll go get it. What about you guys?
Oh, we probably overspend on each other. I don't know. Let's say an average pair of shoes that he likes, $150, something like that. And then I get him a couple of other gifts, too. So Probably way more than we should on that one.
Yeah, but it's that's your thing, which is fine with it. So
that's true.
Yeah, it's totally cool. Man, babysitters.
They're expensive. Yeah,
well, I'm saying, you want to, let's start a side hustle. I'm
free tonight.
Kids
are expensive.
I will watch your child, and I'll undercut whatever your babysitter is by $5 an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we got the Hot 3 coming up next. What do we got?
All right, UNLV football is back.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. Also, doing this has been scientifically proven to lower your stress, and a hit-and-run driver doesn't realize who she hit. The answer may surprise you. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Gaga and Grande, Rain on Me. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning.
Here we go. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Football is coming back to UNLV. A lot of people really excited about this one. UNLV and Mountain West Conference football is back on track for the 2020 season. The Mountain West Conference made the exciting announcement yesterday. Games are slated to begin the week of October 24th. However, that is subject to approval from state, county, and local officials, the conference says. Teams are going to play an eight-game schedule with the championship falling on December 19th. UNLV President Dr. Keith Whitfield and Director of Athletics Desiree Reed-Francois issued statements on Twitter saying that they have collaborated with experts to create as safe an environment as possible, and their student athletes have done an outstanding job adhering to safety guidelines while concentrating on preparing for the opportunity to play. They also said they'll be working with state and local officials to explore every possible approach to include fans in a limited capacity inside the stadium.
No way. That's awesome, because, yeah, there'll be a new Allegiant Stadium, and they are talking about fans this season?
That they're trying.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, nothing's set in stone, but they're going to do what they can.
Because I was excited for a pre-pandemic about going to more UNLV football games this season. I think a lot of people were getting a cheap ticket going into that, being able to experience the stadium instead of going to a Raiders game. So the fact that they might get some fans in there, it gives a chance to check out Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's definitely on the horizon. We'll get you more details as we get them. Also this morning, next time you find yourself watching videos of otters holding hands on YouTube, don't worry, you're not wasting your time. You're just doing self-care. According to a new study, watching videos of cute animals for 30 minutes can cut your anxiety by 35% to 50%. It can also lower your blood pressure and your heart rate. The researchers say that throughout the course of the session of watching videos, heart rates and blood pressures fell across all individuals to a level that would be considered healthy and indicative of limited stress or anxiety. Got that? Every single person who watched adorable animal videos doing adorable animal things saw their stress drop to a new level, so it's probably something worth trying, guys.
You ever get sucked down that YouTube rabbit hole? You go in there to watch one video about something, and next thing you know, 45 minutes later, you're just stuck watching all these videos.
Yeah,
nonstop.
It happens to all of us, I think.
Do you have YouTube close by to see what your recommended videos are?
I can bring it up. You got yours?
I just popped it open as you're talking about it. It's recommending wrestler theme songs, and I probably know why, because Road Warrior Animal, WWE superstar, passed away earlier this week, and I went to YouTube to get his theme song. So they're suggesting that, and they're suggesting a new video from the Goo Goo Dolls as well.
They're suggesting for me to watch PewDiePie play Among Us, which I had previously been watching him playing
Among Us.
I started playing Among Us last night. We were playing it, and yeah, it's pretty addictive. So I've got a bunch of Among Us type of videos. And then Justin Bieber, the Holy video. I think I watched that like 87 times. So it's telling me to watch it again.
To watch
apparently.
It again.
Apparently, they think I need more of it. All right. Finally, this morning, man, this family's dinners have got to be awkward. Back in February of 2018, a 29-year-old woman named Fathia Abedin was driving in the UK, and she was using her phone, and she accidentally hit someone in a crosswalk. She sped away from the scene. She didn't realize it at the time, but the person she hit was her 61-year-old father-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah, he was seriously injured, and instead of coming clean, Fathia tried to cover it up by deleting text, coming up with alibis, and eventually using excuses like she had an asthma attack or temporary amnesia. She was in court on Wednesday. Her family was there, including her father-in-law, who even wrote a letter supporting her and forgiving her. But it didn't really make much of a difference. Or maybe it did, but the judge sentenced her to 18 months in prison.
Oh, well, that's really cool that he's able to forgive her and support her. I was going to say, Thanksgiving would be awkward.
That's what I said. Like, that's going to be super awkward. But apparently, that guy's a bigger person than a lot of
right?
us. I forgive you. Oh, and you lied about it, too. And I forgive you.
All is good. You just mentioned Justin Bieber. Well, Justin Bieber is giving away cash. And I'll tell you how you can get some coming up in the 7 o'clock hour in the dirt at 7:15.
That's Billie Eilish. 13 Billboard Music nominations for Billie Eilish. And the Billboard Music Awards are happening October 14th. Kelly Clarkson will be hosting for her third consecutive year. It's 7:01 and it's Mercedes in the Morning. JC, you're a hero.
Kind of.
You are just plain and simple the biggest hero I've ever met.
Has anyone ever had to rescue a wild animal? If so, how did it go? What did you do? Or nurse an animal back to health? Because I don't always say if I would rescue a wild animal. I used that term loosely from last night. But I was outside doing my outdoor workout, playing with Jax, playing ball. And I noticed over by the edge of the pool, there's like a little ball of, looks like a ball of fur. So I walk over to see where this thing is. And as I get closer, I realize it's a hummingbird. Tiny little thing, maybe 2 inches big, so sweet and so beautiful, just kind of sitting there. And I start to panic, like, why is this hummingbird not moving? And as I go to get closer, put my hand towards it, it wiggles a little bit. And that's when I realize this hummingbird is still alive and it must be wounded. So my thought is, I don't want to touch it because I've always heard if you touch certain animals, I don't know, maybe their mom won't take them back. So I don't want to touch the thing. So I go inside, and I go looking for a box, because I want to put it in a box, and wait, my wife was out to dinner, waiting for my wife to get home to figure out what we're going to do with this injured hummingbird. So my wife has a box of water, and I take the water out, and I put holes in the box, and I get a spatula to go outside, because I want to touch the bird to see if it moves with a spatula. So I go outside there with this box, and bird is still just lying there. He's not moving. I don't know what I'm going to do. How do you nurse a hummingbird back to good health? I take the box, I put the box on top of the bird. And then, like, 2 seconds later, it starts, like, moving around, flying around inside the box. And so I lift the box up, and the thing flies away.
So how did you save it?
I didn't save it. I woke it up. I guess it was in a deep sleep. This hummingbird was in such a deep sleep yesterday out by my pool. I go walking up to the thing, thinking it's dead. I get so close to it. He doesn't move. He just, I get this box, put the box on top of it, and then he wakes up and freaks out. He's like, whoa, what's over top of me? And starts bouncing around this box. I lift the box up, and he flies away. And then maybe a minute later, I see him fly by with his buddy. They come flying by, so I know he's okay.
So you made it sound like you, like, rescued and nursed this animal back to health. You did not do that.
No, the farthest thing from the truth.
You're not a hero.
You need to take that hero title back. But in my mind, I'm thinking, too, as I'm looking at the hummingbird, what am I going to do? It's obviously alive. Is it injured? Does it have a broken wing? Do I call animal control? That's why I wanted to put the box on it until my wife, who's the animal lover, gets back and figures out what's the best thing to do. And then when I put that box on it, I woke it up from its nap.
Well, the intentions were good. You know, basically, he was probably like, why'd you move me? I was sleeping so well, and then you had to go and move me. But I thought, like, maybe you had, like, a little mini hummingbird feeder. You were, like, gently giving it droplets of water and all this. And no, you just put him with, you flipped him over like a burger and put him in a box.
And woke him up from his nap.
Okay.
But have you ever had to nurse an animal, a wild animal, back to health? And what do you do? Because, Mercedes, that's what's running through my mind as I'm looking at this thing. Okay, I should call my wife and tell her to pick up, like, a bird cage on the way from home. What do we do? Do we keep it in the house? Do we feed it? If it has a broken wing, do you call animal control? What do you do in that situation?
On a hummingbird, gosh, to me, hummingbirds are... I have a very sentimental attachment to hummingbirds, so I would do everything in my power to try and save it. But I don't know if that's something that you would necessarily call animal control on. I would consider maybe putting it in a box and driving it to the vet. Maybe they could do something, but I don't know if animal control would actually come out for a hummingbird. I don't know. That's a really good question. I've never had to rescue a wild animal. I am on the search, though, for an animal right now. A listener messaged me the other day, and she said that she basically knows where I live. I don't know how, I think maybe we know mutual people. And she said that she saw her cat has been missing and they saw him about it. This was like 2 days ago. She said, I saw my cat about a half hour ago, jump the fence in your, to go to your neighborhood.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I was, and she's like, let me find the message. She said, could you put the word out in your neighborhood? We're so desperate to find him. His name is Oliver. He's a small cat. He's orange and white. I left a flyer at your neighborhood. I feel like a weirdo asking this, but he means so much to us. Anything you'd be willing to do is much appreciated. So we hadn't gone out on our walk that night, my husband and I. So I was like, hey, we got to look for this cat on our walk. So
yeah,
we're walking around looking. And I messaged her back. I'm like, will he come to me or is he timid? She's like, he's kind of timid, but if you say like, hey, kitty, kitty, maybe he'll come to you. So I'm looking. The only cat we see is a black cat. And so last night, same thing. I'm like, we got to look for Oliver. So we're walking around, Oliver, Oliver, here, kitty, kitty, and nothing. So, but I'm still on the lookout for it. Hopefully Oliver's fine and just kind of hiding in some bushes in the neighborhood.
And cats can go a long time too. They can, they're quick. They can find something to eat. So yeah, you have to keep the search for Oliver. And she has to let you know too, if she finds Oliver, like a year later, you're still looking for the thing.
Yeah, I should message her like, you haven't heard from Oliver because I'm still looking. Oh, it's been 15 years, but you know, we're still trying to find the poor thing.
Oliver.
Has anyone ever had to rescue an animal in some way? 702-364-9400. This text just came in. It said a hummingbird was laying in my driveway. We nursed it back to health for 2 days, but we found out it's illegal to house a hummingbird. I didn't know
but
that.
But even if you're nursing it back to health?
It seems to me that that would be a good thing.
Yeah, you're
I don't know.
Maybe if you nursed it back to health and you kept it afterwards?
That's a good question. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, Kirk.
Kirk, what's going on?
Well, I had a very similar experience. A hummingbird. I was in my backyard, and it was at night, which hummingbirds usually aren't active at night. They're active during the day. And this little tiny hummingbird flew straight into me, like ran into me and then hit the ground. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And he wasn't moving very much and he couldn't fly very well. So I did the same thing kind of JC did. I took a box and I ripped up a bunch of paper towels, put him in the box. I got sugar water and put sugar water in it, and he started drinking the sugar water. And then the next day, I put the box out by where I kind of knew there was a nest by my front door somewhere. And when I went to go check on it later, he was gone. And then a few days later, I saw him and the mama hummingbird flying around in my front yard.
Oh, that's so sweet. So maybe sometimes it just takes a little bit of rest. A safe environment for them to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Maybe it's as easy as that. But that is just so sweet.
Yeah, he's out there with mom hanging out.
Oh, man. I'm sure that hummingbird appreciated that in the end.
Yeah, he woke up. And imagine if you're taking a little nap, a little siesta by the pool. The next thing you know, there's a box on top of you. You're going to wake up and freak out as well.
When I was a kid and I'd fall asleep on the way home from somewhere in the car, and then I wake up and I'm magically in my bed, I would freak out.
I was
like, whoa, where am I? How did this happen?
It was like a time machine. It was so cool. You're leaving dinner. Next thing you know, it's Saturday morning. It's time for cartoons.
That was crazy.
Coming up here in the dirt, Justin Bieber. He's giving away some cash in a really cool way. I'll explain at 7:15. Justin Bieber intentions. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. 1 hour from right now. It's Friday morning, so we have the Oh Wow Wheel. And the theme is song titles that ask a question.
Yeah. What is love? Where's the love? Things like that.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for here. So, yeah, that should be interesting there. I'll let you know that.
Yeah, it's coming up next hour right around 8:15.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Well, we just heard Justin Bieber right there. And Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper, they're feeling the love for their new collaboration. So they're paying it back in the form of cold, hard cash. And we're talking about their new single, Holy.
The way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feels so holy, 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 holy.
They just announced they're giving away a total of $250,000 on Cash App to people who've been affected by these hard times. The only stipulation required to apply for the money is you have to face hard times over, I guess, the past year. And they're encouraging people to share their stories if you feel comfortable. TMZ says there has been one winner so far. who received $500. And this winner says she and her family, her home, suffered damage during Hurricane Laura last month.
That's really cool that they're doing that. And again, I know that video just came out last week, but if you haven't seen it yet, it's so, so good. I can't recommend it enough. It's such a good video.
It's a movie video, and it's, yeah, you're right. It's so on point. It's great. Alicia Keys was on with James Corden, and they played Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts. Either eat something gross or answer a difficult question. And it can be pretty revealing. Here's kind of what we learned. Right off the bat, James Corden bailed on his first question after Alicia Keys asked him to rate three recent Grammy hosts, including the two of them and LL Cool J. Instead, he drank some hot dog juice.
Oh, that's not that bad. I would drink hot dog juice. I mean, I would have answered that question, too. Yeah. But yeah, hot dog juice I don't think is that bad.
As the game progressed, Keys revealed the most that she and her husband ever paid for a piece of artwork. That's $600,000.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Would you buy a house? This is my artwork. It is a 5-bedroom home.
Like, I buy my artwork on Overstock.com. That's where I get mine.
James Corden denied reports that he would be replacing Ellen as a host of her talk show if and when she decides to step away. Then Corden, he put Alicia Keys on the spot when he asked her to rank the singing voices of her former coaches on The Voice from best to worst. It's either answer that question or drink a spicy salmon smoothie.
Ew.
She answered the question.
She did.
So she said Gwen Stefani is the best, Adam Levine is second, and Blake Shelton is the worst out of the three.
Wow, that's so messed up.
The new Suicide Squad movie, it hasn't even hit theaters yet, and John Cena's character is already getting a spinoff on HBO Max. His character is the Peacemaker. I had to look it up. The Peacemaker is a man who believes in peace at any cost, no matter how many people he has to kill to get it.
Okay, the Peacemaker. I can respect that. Kind of sounds like Dexter a little bit, but yeah, in a weird way.
We're going to get a lot of John Cena. He's also going to be in F9. That's the 9th installment of the Fast and the Furious franchise. There's 9 of those?
I looked directly at my keyboard at the F9 key when you said that, which is also fast forward if you're playing something, just FYI.
Hit it right now. And then the website fitrated.com did a huge survey on the music genres and artists that we like to listen to when we are working out. So pop is the top genre we listen to, followed by hip hop, classic rock, alternative, EDM, and then metal. Now let's break down the artists in each category. So when it comes to pop, the number one artist is Lady Gaga. Hip hop, they prefer Blinding Lights, The Weeknd. Now classic rockers, they like to work out to Queen. And metalheads, they love to work out to Metallica.
Maybe it's just me, but I like to have a variety of all those genres on mine. I don't like just one genre. Mm-hmm. My workout playlists have Metallica, they have hip-hop, they have rock. Yeah, they're just all over the place. I don't just limit it.
You want variety, right?
Yeah.
You mix things up. All right, this is Panic at the Disco. It's High Hopes in 1 hour from right now. That Oh Wow wheel. High Hopes? No, that's not a question. Doesn't work. Would have worked next hour. It's Mix 94.1.
Ariana Grande on Mix 94.1. It is 7:30, and boy, next Tuesday. You know what's happening?
Tuesday. Oh, that's debate night, isn't it?
It's debate night
in America.
The first debate between Biden and Trump. It's happening, moderated by Fox News' Chris Wallace, and it's going to take place at Case Western Reserve University and Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland. So I'm sure that's going to be heated. I don't know if I'm going to watch. I just, I wish that for one debate, just one debate. Like, I understand this is a critical time in our country, and I know, you know, 50% are this way, 50% are that way. And we all have our thoughts on the serious issues, and there are a lot of serious issues that need to be addressed. But I wish at the very end, once all those serious issues have been addressed, they had one debate where it was just like ridiculous questions. Like, have them debate just ridiculous things just to kind of allow us to exhale a little bit before voting begins, where we can just kind of have some fun with it and its tensions aren't so high. You know what I mean? Like let's say you and I are having a presidential debate and the question is, name the animal that wins in this fight, a grizzly bear or a gorilla?
Oh, I think this would be a great question next week, too. It shows their mindset, too, of the presidential candidates, where their mindsets, their thought process of it, and their answers behind it. This could be great if they incorporated this.
Let's have some debates now.
Let's do it.
The non-serious Mercedes in the Morning debates here. 702-364-9400. That is the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson text line. What is your fun debate topic question? Something not overly serious to debate. We can practice with the grizzly bear and the gorilla.
Okay.
I'll let you go ahead and go first.
Who would win in a fight between a grizzly bear and a gorilla? I would say it would be a grizzly bear. Grizzly bears are savages. They adapt to all environments as well. They are so fast on the ground. That gorilla tries to run, that grizzly bear is going to hunt him down and get him. They're bigger, too. I do believe, my facts are right, the grizzly bear is bigger than a gorilla. Grizzly bears can swim. I don't know if a gorilla can swim. Grizzly bears can. And they're very protective, too. More protective than a gorilla. Studies do show that when it comes to protecting their young, grizzly bears are more protective than a gorilla. And I think that would come into play in a fight.
It's good to see that we have some common ground on something. I, too, agree that a grizzly bear would win in that fight. I have one word for you. Claws. I think the claws is all you need. Now, granted, that gorilla has some tough skin. It's not going to be an easy fight by any means. And yes, the gorilla is very smart and can really think things through. But I think in the end, the grizzly bear will win that battle.
Well, look at this. They found a common ground on the first question.
This is so interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Let's break this down. We brought in an analyst here to break it down.
We were very surprised to find that out. Okay, next question. This just came in on the text line. Pineapple on pizza.
Mercedes, you may go first on this one.
I am going to say pineapple on pizza is a no. And I understand and respect those who do enjoy pineapple on pizza. This is the United States of America where we have that option to choose pineapple on pizza. But as a personal preference, I don't feel like warm fruit should be on your pizza. I get the salty and sweet. I see your side, people. I see your side. And I'm not going to take that away from you. Just me. Personally, I prefer to save that pineapple to put on your pizza, and I'll keep it off of mine.
Ooh, wow. All right. Well, unlike my opponent, I'm not going to pander on this topic here. I'm going to go right to my answer, and I'm actually going to make it a law when I become president that pineapple on top of pizza should be illegal. It does not belong on top of a pizza.
Man, we're going with the personal attacks, too.
So we're getting dirty now. We're getting dirty.
That actually is really stung. I'm not going to lie.
We're getting dirty on this debate.
We're going to keep it cool.
I'm going to pass a law. That's the first thing I'll do when I'm in office. No pineapple on pizza.
Bo wants to make a comment. That we were going to go to the audience now. Bo, go ahead. Make your pineapple comment.
Just last night, JC, pineapple on pizza. It is wonderful.
Now, Bo, I'm sorry, but if I'm elected president, you won't be able to order that. You'll have to buy your pineapple separately and put it on top of pizza on your own.
No, we got to have pineapple.
Bo, Mercedes 2020. I'm not taking away your pineapple on pizza. I respect your right to have pineapple on pizza. I don't care if I'm pandering or not. I respect that, Bo. So thank you for your feedback on that.
Headlines, Fernandez bans pineapple.
All right. Next topic is cereal just soup. Go ahead. Is cereal just soup?
No, cereal is not soup. Soup is soup and cereal is cereal. There's two distinct differences between the two. Soup, it is with water base that you have that broth going. It is a hot, you have vegetables, you have meats in there. It's where you're getting your proteins and plenty of nutrients in soup. Cold cereal, it is cold. Hot cereal is oatmeal. Cereal is cold. We're using milk inside that. It is a sweet little treat as well. Two separate entities.
Unlike my opponent, who doesn't realize that there's more than one type of soup and they're not all broth-based.
Oh, gazpacho doesn't count.
I'm referring to clam chowder, but please allow my time. You do not need to jump into my time. There are many cream-based soups, and I will go so far to say that, yes, I do think cereal is just a soup. Cereal is a milk soup with delicious pieces of things that I dream of, like Cocoa Puffs and Fruity Pebbles in it. So while we still will call it cereal, if it just comes down to the facts, and I'm a fact-based person, unlike my opponent, I am going to say, yes, cereal is just another version of soup. Thank you very much.
Martinez calls cereal soup, headlines read.
Okay.
We got time for one more here. Final one here in our debate.
All right. Fold or crumple your toilet paper? Fold or crumple your toilet paper? I'll go first.
Go ahead.
When it comes to toilet paper, I respect the people that are neat and fold, but I will say to get the maximum benefit of your toilet paper, you need to crumple. Crumple allows for more surface area. With more surface area, you're getting more of the said item that you are trying to put in the toilet paper. So by folding, you just really limit your area. And if we're just going on waste and not using more than we need to, I say take your pieces of toilet paper, crumple them up to get the best benefit and the most cleanliness for you.
Excellent. Excellent answer. My opponent, I have so much respect for you, and thank you for taking this time to do this debate with me and showing America how we stand on certain topics here.
Don't change your tune now. Told me I was pandering.
You were the pineapple panderer. That's what you are, my friend.
Hey, I'd say the pineapple for the people. If they want to put it on their pizza, let them put it on their pizza. Who are you to say that I can't put pineapple on my pizza?
Please bring it back to the topic. It's about folding or crumpling your toilet paper. I believe in the pull, tear, wipe method. You pull it down, you tear it off the toilet roll there, and you just wipe. You just go. So I am a crumpler as well as my opponent, but I would also like to go one step further and make it mandatory. I'm going to pass another law, even though I never use one. Bidets in all public restrooms.
That sounds very cost-effective. There's my opponent spending your tax dollars on things that are not necessarily needed, but, you know, Mercedes 2020.
Oh, that is so good.
This is the kind of debate I would really enjoy watching. Just to make it not so serious sometimes.
We're all feeling good about ourselves until our scandals break over the weekend.
Oh, I know. So Mercedes touts crumpling toilet paper. Hidden camera reveals she doesn't even use toilet paper. She uses the Charmin Fresh Wipes.
We got JC's receipts. He does have pineapple on pizza. Orders all the time.
Yes. Favorite topping, according to Domino's.
All right, Hot 3's coming up next. What do we got?
All right, we are going to talk about, let's see here. A cashless economy. This is something we could talk about. Do you think we're on the way to a cashless economy? We're going to talk about that. Also, what wedding songs lead to the happiest and the most unhappiest marriages? And oh my goodness, a tree crashes through a woman's roof. And if that wasn't bad enough, two other horrifying things happened right after that. We'll tell you what it was and how she survived it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth. I hope it's Mix 94.1.
Here we go. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
A new survey finds a majority of Americans, especially younger adults, want to move to a cashless economy. The poll reveals the average person is twice as likely to buy goods with a debit or a credit card than with cash. Only 16% of respondents say they always carry cash, while 37% say they only sometimes keep cash in their wallets. Who carries money seems to have everything to do with how old they are. A majority of baby boomers and nearly half of Gen Xers have cash on them most or all of the time. For millennials, that number is down to 40%. And while most Americans do foresee a cashless future, even more believe it should be illegal to refuse paper money. 77% say all businesses should be required to accept cash as a form of payment.
I hardly do cash. I'm normally debit when I do buy stuff.
Yeah.
You roll with cash? What do you do?
No, I never have cash. If I do, it's because my husband put it in there. Uh-huh. I rarely do it. I mean, I just don't buy a lot with cash. I don't really need anything. I just buy it online.
It's the change thing, too. It's and I know we have a change shortage going on. I was at 7-Eleven or somewhere recently where the guy in front of me was going to pay with cash, and they gave him the heads up. They just said, no, we can't give you change. He's like, oh, yeah, the change shortage. I'm like, whoa, look at that. And he still gave him, he paid for it anyway with cash. So well, he gave him extra money.
Maybe it was like just a matter of cents or yeah. something like that. But and then you just put more, well, you didn't put more change into the economy. I don't know what you did, but at least
he got
you
stuff,
didn't take anything.
But it's for me, it's the change because I have a big bucket of change at home. I just got to take that big bucket somewhere to Coinstar or somewhere to cash it in because I've been collecting these for, gosh, 10 years now. All the change
maybe
goes in the bucket.
That's why we have a shortage because you're collecting it.
Everyone's got that bucket of coins at home. Yeah, if we all turned our coins in, we'd be golden.
Also this morning, so while there are a lot of things that go into making a marriage a happy one, a new study suggests it may just boil down to what song you dance to at your wedding. A new survey, which could easily translate here from the UK, finds that couples whose first dance was to the song Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Elton John, they are most likely to describe themselves as happy in their marriage. That is the song with the happiest married couples. 77% of those people who dance to this song say that they are happy. Other first dance songs that produce happy couples, Stevie Wonder's Isn't She Lovely was on the list.
Hey, both of those songs could be played next hour with the Oh Wow Wheel. They're both asking questions.
Frank Sinatra's The Way You Look Tonight was on here.
But to love you.
This is Harry Connick Jr. covering it.
Oh, okay.
The way you look tonight.
Also, from the movie Aladdin, A Whole New World.
A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
And then Etta James At Last. And oh,
I got them all.
And then Phil Collins, You'll Be in My Heart.
Whoa.
Those are all happy couples' first dance songs.
Here he goes.
Come stop your crying.
All right, let's go to the flip side of that.
Oh,
couples,
oh,
yeah, whose first dance song was to the song Little Things by One Direction are the most likely to say they're unhappy, separated, or divorced.
I won't let these little things slip.
75% of those who dance to this song describe themselves that way. Other first dance songs that produced unhappy couples. I'll just say them, and then if you want to play a couple of them, that's cool. Jason Mraz's I'm Yours, Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars, Randy Newman's You've Got a Friend in Me, Michael Bublé's Everything, and Ed Sheeran's Perfect. Those all produce the unhappiest couples.
Anyone out there right now have Ed Sheeran's Perfect as your wedding song, and how are things going?
I mean, if your marriage is that unhappy, can you really blame it on a song, though? Does that really just set the tone for the rest of the marriage, or is it just a coincidence that these people happen to have the same first dance song? Is it a generational thing, too? Because if you look at some of those songs on the unhappy list, with the exception of the Randy Newman, those are all like 2000s, 2010s.
Yeah.
Then the other ones are like classic songs.
Do you play your wedding songs? Is that something you go back to and play it?
No, our wedding song really had no meaning for us at all. We were literally just looking for a song, and we picked a Entertainment Weekly CD that we had, and said, we tried to find a love song on it, and we came up with Bad English. I always even forget the name of it. What's the song?
Bad English.
A Bad English song. When I See You Smile. When I see you smile. Right. And that's what we went with. It really has no meaning to us whatsoever.
It's this one right here.
When I see you smile.
Great song, but we were in a rush and we didn't really have a song, so that was it for us.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
But there's no big story behind it or anything.
No attachment whatsoever, which is kind of a bummer. So
yeah,
how about you?
We had a song that had a meaning to us and everything. It was off of the soundtrack to The O.C., and we really loved it, but then we discovered the song was about suicide. I'm like, we probably shouldn't use that. So we just grabbed another song off the soundtrack, and it was Gems' Flying High.
But I'm flying so high, high off the ground.
We never play it.
Yeah.
That was just a song we had. But yeah, the first one was that we loved the song, and then someone told us, dude, that's about suicide. And we listened to the words. We're like, oh, wow, that's heavy. Oops. Can't use that.
Yeah, time to pick a what's second place.
Yes.
All right, finally this morning, things went from bad to worse to even worse for this woman, but luckily she'll be okay. A lady in Mobile, Alabama named Rosetta Kimbrough was hunkered down in her home for Hurricane Sally last week. And right after she fell asleep, she woke up to a loud crashing sound. It turned out the wind blew down a tree that landed on her house and crashed through the roof of her bedroom.
Oh.
Now, luckily, she wasn't seriously hurt by the tree, but she was pinned down on her bed by one of the branches. And that's when things got really bad. There was a beehive in that branch, and the bees started swarming her. She couldn't get away because she was pinned down by the branch. Her husband had to call 911. Firefighters managed to get her out from under the tree, but several of the firemen got stung. Rosetta, she ended up with about 20 bee stings and a concussion, but it could have been so much worse. They say the tree only missed crushing her by an inch or two. That, it's like one bad thing, crashed tree, two bad things, pinned down, three bad things. There's actually a bee's nest in there. I mean, really,
going from bad to worse.
Fourth,
my gosh.
Fourth bad thing. I was having a really good dream.
Yeah, now she woke up early for work because of that, he could not fall back to sleep. Oh my gosh, poor woman. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
8 o'clock hour, we have the Wow Wheel. The theme is songs that ask a question. Question in the title. It's Mix 94.1.
Harry Styles on Mix 94.1, 8:02 Friday morning, and we're just talking about the wedding songs that let you know whether or not you're going to make it, and it's so interesting to see stuff like that. And speaking of weddings, you have a friend getting married here, Nudia?
Yeah, my best friend for 15 years. He is getting married.
Are you excited about it? Like, there sounds like there's hesitation in your voice or something.
I'm a little upset because this is the second time he's getting married. So I love him. I trust his judgment, but this is the second time I've been passed up to be his best man, and I'm a little upset about it. And he doesn't take me seriously about it at all. Like, he thinks it's hilarious. But I'm like, I've put in 15 years of friendship, you know?
Who was his best man the first go around?
Some dude he doesn't even talk to anymore.
Ooh.
And, yeah. And who's the best man this time?
This time it's one of his friends that that he works with, that he's like, this dude was married. So he was kind of like, they would like go on like married dates together, you know?
How long has he known the guy?
Like a few years, I think. But it's just like, I've put in the work. I was there for his like divorce. I don't want to bring up bad memories talking about his wedding, but I was there during his divorce, his hard times. We were on the phone. We talked. We, you know, like, so he thinks it's funny. He doesn't take me seriously, but I'm just like a tad bit upset. Like, because like, come on. Yeah, I also get it. Like, it's not traditional, but in reality, like, we are best friends, you know?
I mean, and I think it's valid that you're upset, but is it because it's called a best man? And I know people have like best man and bridesmaids of different sexes now a lot. But is it like, does he think maybe, well, it says best man, so I have to have a man. Is that why he overlooked you?
I think it's like a traditional thing, but I'm just like, bro, this is your second wedding. Like, let's just chill. That's why I let it go the first time. I'm like, okay, you know, you could have your traditional wedding. But like the second go around, I told him, if this happens a third time, I'm done. I was like, if I get passed up three times, I'm going to be like so mad.
Are you in the wedding?
No, I'm invited to the wedding.
Were you not in the first wedding either?
No, I wasn't in the first wedding either.
You didn't do the deal. Like, oh, you can be a bridesmaid. I'll put you on my wife's side.
No, also, I've never been close with the girl he's dated. Mm. Like, I've been cool with them, but I've never really been that close with them. But I mean, there's open bar, so I will be attending no matter how mad I am.
Is it possible you're not as close as you think you are?
You know, the thing is, like, we were kind of like each other's like only friends, like in high school for like a couple years. We're like, you know, like we had a very small circle. It was just like the two of us for like a long time. And so we call each other best friend. That's like how we address each other, you know?
When's the wedding?
The wedding is next month, October
26th. Oh, it's too late to campaign. It's too late to make some moves. Even if you did win him over, that'd be kind of tough to pull the guy out, but you win.
So mad was that they had a party for their whole wedding party. Like, you know, the bridesmaids, yeah. The groomsmen, and they gave them gifts and stuff. And I was like, where's my gift, bro? So, I mean, I don't want to make it all about me, but it is about me.
Well, I mean, I think maybe you are a close friend, but maybe he doesn't look at you on that level. Have you asked him? Like, I'm on your side. I get it. But I'm just trying to drop some truth bombs on you because I think you deserve the truth, you know?
No, we're really close. I think it's just a thing. It's like a best man thing.
Yeah.
And some people are like, oh, it has to be a man. You know, all my party has to be men.
Well, I think Nudie would do a great job planning the bachelor party too.
Oh yeah.
I see in your work.
I told him that.
It'd be great to be on point. Did he tell you that he was going to propose to the girl before, or did you find out after the proposal?
Yeah, no, he told me when he was going to, like, when he was looking for rings. Well, you know, when they started dating, he was like, I think this could, like, be it, you know? Again.
That's, do you ask him, like, if you're that close, do you say, why didn't you pick me?
He laughs.
He laughs it off, he won't answer it?
Yeah, he doesn't take it seriously.
You guys ever hook up?
Like, no. Like, super platonic, strictly platonic, mm-hmm. like, for 15 years. And so,
is he secretly pining for you, do you think?
No. No. Yes. I feel like after that amount of time, like if anything was to happen, it would have happened. Like, that's a long time, you know?
We just got a text here. It says, that's messed up. He needs a conk on the head. I would actually look at it as a blessing, Nudia, because now all the time that you've just saved on having to plan things and buy things and do things, you get to go and, like you said, enjoy the open bar, have fun at the party.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about at the actual ceremony, you have to be responsible for the toast and like making sure all these things are in order. You get to focus on you and you don't have to worry about any of that.
That's true.
It's going to be fun.
Responsibility. I was the best man once, and there's a lot that goes into it.
Make him regret having an open bar that night.
I always do.
All right, coming up next, it's Friday morning. Lots coming up this morning, 9 a.m. We've got the Friday Rewind, best songs from the 90s, 2000s, and in about 15 minutes, we're spinning the Oh Wow Wheel. Does everyone have their song?
Yes, I do have my song.
Nudia, you got your song?
Yeah, it looks like there's been a change to my song.
Uh-oh. The theme is songs with a title that ask a question. We'll spin the wheel. A newly labeled wheel, too. Nudia relabeled the wheel.
It looks great.
Yay. It's all coming up next. Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande kicking off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. It's Friday morning, so let's do this.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow Wheel. Mix 94.1.
All right, let's give the Oh Wow Wheel a big spin. Today's category is songs that ask a question in the title. Songs that ask a question in the title. What in the world are we going to go with? We're spinning the wheel now. And whoever it lands on gets to play their song that'll hopefully make you say, oh, wow. All right. The wheel is slowing down and it is landed on me. Oh, wow. Look at that. All right. So here's the thing. This is a song that, like, it might not be up tempo, but it's to me a great song. It's by New Edition.
Well, hold on. If we veto.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's if we veto, it goes to Nudia. And JC, you have the veto.
Okay.
It's my New Edition. It's called Can You Stand the Rain? Can you? I don't know. Can you? That's my song for the Oh Wow Wheel.
I gotta load it up and hit it and dun-dun-dun.
Anyone? Do you want to go with a veto on this one, JC? Or do you want to let it play?
I'm cool with it playing.
All right. It's on. Can you stand the rain? The question of the day.
Can you stand the rain?
That was the question for the Friday Oh Wow Wheel. What is a question in a song title that you love? Now, it landed on me. JC did not veto. If you did veto, it would have gone to Nudia. Nudia, what was your question song?
Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk?
Oh, that's a good song. Ooh. This is a good one, too. I like it.
The vibes were right.
The vibes were right. Yeah. Okay, JC, are you on with the vibes or not?
No. Probably not. I'm going with Annie Lennox. Why?
Because it's Annie Lennox. That's why.
Don't you dig deep? There's a lot of question songs
there
out there.
There are. There's almost too many. Yeah. I was so confused. My question was, why are there so many songs that are questions?
They just need answers. They need answers. Yeah, I saw something online, and I'm trying to think how it would work for us. I saw it online. Someone posted a picture of the worst thing that happened at their job. They're complaining about someone just walked in. They worked at a sandwich shop, and they said someone about to close, someone just walked in and ordered 46 sandwiches, and it showed like 46 buns on a grill.
Oh my gosh, 46 buns.
It's a lot of you're feeding a lot of people with 46 sandwiches. But if you're working at a sandwich shop or a restaurant and you're about to close, you see the light at the end of the tunnel, you're going home, your shift is over, and you allow a couple more customers just to come in hoping they order something quick, and they order something really hard to make on the menu, or they order 46 sandwiches. That's got to be the one tough thing that happens at your job.
Yeah. What is it for you? Like, as far as the things that make your job so hard, what is it?
So I'm trying to think. I was trying to think for radio what would it be for us. I went back to when I worked in the hotel, and if someone ordered, we had an option of getting a fruit basket with champagne in your room upon arrival. Sounds very nice.
Yeah.
But as working there, it was a pain because our restaurant was not attached to the hotel, and we needed to place that order for the fruit the night before, and half the time it wasn't. So I'd be looking, oh, I got a check-in coming in 1 hour from now. There's no fruit in the hotel, so I'd have to go over to the restaurant. And we're always understaffed and get someone in the kitchen to assemble a fruit basket. And then getting the wine or champagne from the restaurant, it was a whole process of filling out paperwork and then bring it across the parking lot, get it up to the room. And then you put it in the room, it looked nice, and the champagne will be on ice. And then you got to remember maybe 2 or 3 hours go by and you forgot about it and they haven't checked in. You got to run upstairs and freshen up that ice. It was just a whole process.
Oh my gosh, that sounds tedious.
It really was. It looked great. I said, oh, it was an upgrade. Would you like a champagne and fruit basket in your room upon arrival? Yes. Ugh.
I think like for here, it would be just anything where you have to like label files and move files and just like those things are like, ugh. It's just not a fun part of the job. That's like the not glamorous part of it, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to. So, what do you do for a living? This could be good. What do you do for a living? And what's that one thing about your job? Your job's awesome. You love your job. Or what's that one downside? Or that one thing if someone orders on your menu, you work in a restaurant and they order that one thing, like, no, or Starbucks or any coffee place, that certain coffee drink that they got to, someone orders and you just roll your eyes when they do?
Let's see. Gosh, I'm trying to think. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm just bouncing off all the jobs I've had in the past.
Yeah.
When I worked at the rental car place, Value Rent a Car in college, they had we had a computer system, and they were based on the East Coast. And every night at midnight, from midnight to 12:30, the computers would shut down because they would be doing maintenance and rebooting every single day. Back east where they're headquartered, that was 3 o'clock in the morning, so that was no big deal. But here in Las Vegas, midnight, you're getting some customers coming in to rent cars. And so you had no computer. You had to do everything by hand.
That would be just the whole writing of things as opposed to the typing of things.
And not only that, once you were done writing it out, once the computers were rebooted at 12:30, you had to go back and re-enter everything into the computer.
And I'm just thinking, like, when I would wait tables or something and the computers were down and it's tedious and it's like, do math. But when you had to, like, manually add things up yourself, like, yeah, I could do math, but it just sucked. It was like, oh, man, I don't have them to do it for me.
And we had to do that when they were doing, if a return came in between 12 and 12:30, same thing. We'd have to calculate their total, get a calculator out and add it up. Like, oh, sir, I think your total is $120. And then when they would leave and I put in the computer system, I realized my math was wrong and they would get billed $160. Like, oops, my bad.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. It's like, You don't realize the little things that people can do that can just completely change everything. It's awful.
When you go to a restaurant, you go to order something, do you apologize for changing an order? Like, I'm sorry.
Yes, I always do. Like, I hate to do this to you. And you know, they're like rolling their eyes like, oh, it's fine. It's totally fine.
Chef loves to change up his menu. Absolutely. No problem at all.
That's the thing. Like, when you have a dietary restriction or you just don't like things, I hate when I say, like, can I get this with no tomatoes? And they're like, oh, are you allergic? And the answer is no, I'm not allergic, but I just don't like them. And then, so I say, yes, I am. And then everything with tomatoes, they're like, well, we took the tomato sauce off of this. I'm like, no, that's not what I wanted.
They want to watch out for your health. Yeah, it's a good point.
Man, it's hard to do jobs, isn't it?
It is. So don't go to a sandwich shop as they're about to close and order 46 sandwiches. They don't like it.
That rule of thumb.
Mix 94.1. We have our Friday Rewind coming up at 9 a.m. You have a song you want to hear? Text it to us now. The Finley Volkswagen in Henderson text line, 702-364-9400.
Here we go. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
If you think there's going to be a rise of the machines, some news today will... It will kind of add to that and make you look out the window for various Terminators roaming around the streets. First up, Ring announced their newest home security camera, and it's a small autonomous drone that flies around your house you're away so you can see what's happening. It's going to go on sale next year. And second, Amazon announced their Alexa smart devices, so they play a much bigger role in your home. Some of the features include listening for sounds like breaking glass or doors opening when you're away and calling the cops, locking your doors or turning on the lights without you asking, just based on your habits. Taking care of a crying baby by turning on a lamp or music and turning off your TV when you start snoring. Those are the features that are all coming to Alexa. Isn't that crazy?
The drone thing is the one that really has me intrigued. That little tiny thing just flying around your house. That way you'd have all angles covered. Versus have you have one camera, where do you put it? Where do you put it outside?
Yeah, that's creepy though, isn't it?
What if it goes rogue as well?
Oh gosh, could you imagine what it would see?
It's your neighbor's house or something, yeah. It's a bird.
It's a bird.
Bird's like, what's going on, man? Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. This does feel like Rise of the Machines. It's kind of scary to me, honestly. Let's see here. What if you had like something to like? There's so many good things that could happen. Like it wrapped your holiday presents, or it helped
your
kids
mini
with
drone?
Yeah, like I would be okay with that.
Going around the presents.
All right. Well, it's Friday, and odds are you're gonna have a Friday night in tonight. We've had a lot of Friday nights in this year. So what would make it a great one? A new survey asked people for the elements of the perfect Friday night in. And here are the answers. You're done with work by 5:52 p.m. You have cheesecake for dessert. You settle in on the couch to binge watch 3 episodes of a TV show by 8:13 p.m. Have a beer or a glass of wine. Spend 27 minutes on social media. Take a bubble bath, and then you're in bed by 10:57 p.m. Does that sound ideal to you?
A couple of things do. Not the whole thing, though. The glass of wine or a beer or something sounds nice to me. I don't do, like, a cheesecake dessert. It's pretty filling.
That is filling. That's so filling. A couple bites will do me good.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did you say what the meal was? Our favorite meal or anything goes for the meal?
But I think it says it didn't really say anything about the meal.
Yeah, for me, ideally, it's, you get home from work, a nice little glass of wine with my wife, a little meal, play with the dogs. Friday nights, I don't stay up late. I'm out by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
You're
the
done.
10:57 gives me anxiety.
That sounds so late for you.
Oh, my gosh. What about you?
I think that sounds about right, actually. I stay up a little later than I usually do. Don't watch, like, 3 shows. Just maybe watch one or a movie or something like that. But, yeah, I'm with you on the cheesecake. That's like, oh, too much. Okay, finally this morning, you know how yesterday we talked about there was a list that you and Nudia's astrological signs were on, and it was like...
You said we're all for people or something like that? What was it?
No, I didn't say that.
No, the list did.
It said that, like, the three signs that nobody likes, but then it said it said the reasons why you should, why people actually secretly do like you. So yeah. It's actually like a complimentary list. Well, you guys are both on another list today.
Oh no!
Yay!
These are the zodiac signs that are most open to having three people in the bedroom.
Oh, okay, all right.
Very interesting. We don't put a ton of stock into this, but it might be something to study. This app called ThreeFun is an app of people looking to incorporate three people in the bedroom. And the results were pretty consistent across the board. The three standouts are Capricorns, Leos, and Geminis. Just under 12% of the single people who use the app are Capricorns. Leos are next at 10%. And Geminis are at third at just over 9%. The zodiac least associated with it are Sagittarius. They only make up about 6% of the users. The results are slightly different for couples who want someone to join them, but people in relationships that are looking for that are most likely to be a Leo, a Gemini, or a Cancer. So you guys are just all over the place, man.
Out there having fun.
You're very exciting.
Does it stand true? Does anyone care to answer this question?
No, the answer was a no for me.
It may stand a little true over here.
I am intrigued. Maybe this is why your friend didn't make you your best man. More of that coming up.
Yeah, wow. It's Friday morning. We got the Friday Rewind. You've got a request. Get it to us. We'll get it on the air. 702-364-9400. The Weekend of Blinding Lights. Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it is this city, 8:51 on a Friday. I am sorry. I'm so distracted right now. Like, for the last 20 minutes, I've been so distracted. There's, like, emergency stuff going on in my house.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's okay. It's just, it's just frustrating trying to work and deal with stuff like that. So I apologize, but I am really intrigued on something that you had just told me about, this rumor that you just heard.
Yes, I heard a rumor. Hit her, Del. You know, this city is filled with rumors when it comes to stuff happening on the Strip and around town. And we've heard rumors before of us getting a hockey team. And look, we got a hockey team.
Yeah.
And say NFL, we ever get an NFL team, boom, we got one. The rumor I heard last week was that we have the new Allegiant Stadium, and they talked about parking being an issue. And we have yet to see the stadium put to its test with 65,000 people showing up. I heard that they were considering demolishing a hotel in that area and turning it into a parking lot.
Are you serious?
For the stadium. I don't want to say which hotel, but it's in the area.
So well, yeah,
there's a handful out there, right? They're going to flatten it and just make it a huge parking area, because once they get up and running, you have 65,000 people coming and going, concerts and everything else. They need some parking space out there. And this was being considered.
That's crazy. I mean, when you hear, there's always a little bit of truth in rumors, you know? Mm. And so that makes me wonder how things are going to change, like the Las Vegas skyline, you know?
Well, just the fact, demolishing a hotel, and it's pretty iconic. They're all iconic in that area, but taking it down to make a parking lot. Have you heard any Vegas rumors recently? 702-364-9400. One that was floating around last year was us getting a baseball team and then building another stadium and tearing down another hotel to put up that stadium.
Yes, I heard that rumor. I also heard, this isn't like a rumor as far as like building stuff goes, but I heard that, like, this is kind of morbid, but there's like a lot of suicides at certain hotels that they don't talk about. And like, I've always wondered about that one.
Oh, I've heard that too. I don't want to say which one, but yes. And the story's not getting out because they don't want that to make the press for some reason, or maybe they just want to respect the people that it happened to and not report so the families don't have to suffer even more. But I've heard of certain hotels that stuff has happened. And there's one that I heard. I want to know if it's true or not. It's very sad, but it happened inside the hotel.
What was it?
I can't talk to you off the air, can I?
No.
Let me put it up here. Tell me if you heard this one. Let me put it here.
Oh, no.
You see it?
Is it on? Oh, no, my thing's not refreshed. Hold on. No, nothing's showing up.
You know what? You just sign on and say Mercedes just joined the show.
I'm not seeing anything, but we're getting some rumor call. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the same thing.
Yeah. Someone happened inside and they landed on the buffet.
Yes, that's the same thing I heard. That's the exact same thing.
I'm not laughing. It's very sad, but that's the urban legend that it happened inside that hotel.
Okay. Cammy has a rumor. Rumor has it. What is it, Cammy?
I have the Rio. They're going to use the Rio for the parking garage.
Oh.
For Allegiant Stadium, that'd be kind of a long walk if you park at the parking garage at the Rio and walk to Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah.
So they probably have those little lights, you know.
What do you think?
I heard the rumor. The rumor was that I heard, and this was years ago, it's yet to happen, was this baseball stadium going in by the Rio.
Oh, yeah. I heard that one, too.
There is open area by the Rio that they might be able to do it. But I think, I don't know, the parking lot, you got Allegiant Stadium. Why would you tear down the Rio to put a parking garage there? It wouldn't be that you want a parking area we can park and walk to the stadium.
Yeah, you would think
so. Not getting on buses and stuff. That's too much.
Well, it's not bad in Denver. They do that there. You park and ride. It's actually kind of convenient.
Is it?
Yeah. Rick, good morning. What do you think?
The word on the street is they're tearing down the Luxor and the Excalibur, because you have Hoxie right there. That's the rumor on the street I've heard from different people.
So people know. People talk. This is Las Vegas. You got people. They know a guy. He tells me things. And then I know another guy.
There's rumors in this town all over the place.
Oh, my gosh. That's a thing. Do you believe the rumors? Or do you wait till it happens? But you can always say, hey, I heard that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Time ago.
Mercedes and JC were talking about that years ago. All right, Billie Eilish, after Eilish, we'll kick off the Friday Rewind. Mix 94.1. Garbage by request on the Friday Rewind. You got a song you want to hear? Just text us or call us. 702-364-9400. Let's take a second for the Friday. We got a rewind quiz here.
Okay.
And we're going back to 1992.
1992. All right. Early 90s state of mind. What you got?
I shall paint the picture for you. So before we try to figure out what the number one song was, let's talk TV. Two TV shows premiered in September of 1992. One was Mad About You, and the other one was this little show right here. Surf dudes with
attitude. Oh, man. I remember watching this show as a kid. I loved this show. It's my favorite.
Now, the big movie in September of 1992 was the Gen X movie Singles.
Singles. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I almost forgot about that movie.
Matt Dillon was in it. Oh, and a bunch of people were in it. Pearl Jam was in that movie, too. So what was
the band or just the songs?
The band was in it.
Oh, wow. I never saw that movie then, I guess.
I think it kind of revolved around them going to a Pearl Jam concert. And I remember Eddie Vedder had a speaking part at some point.
Oh, wow. So how funny. I didn't know that.
Okay, number one song on this day back in 1992. Was it this one right here? Life is a highway.
I won't ride it all night long. I know you love this song.
Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway. From Philly, was it Boys to Men? Or did Guns N' Roses have the number one song? September 25th, 1992. What was the number one song on this day?
Well, I was going to go with November Rain, but based on what I just heard, I think that was a mistake, and I'm guessing maybe it's Boys to Men.
The number one song on this day back in 1992 was...
Life is a highway. Way to go. Way to troll me on that.
No, are you kidding me? That song was number 19. The number one song was Boys to Men.
Which means we play it, and looky here, someone had it ready to go. It accidentally fired off on its own.
How does that happen? From 1992, I mean, Boys to Men owned the radio in 1992.
Yeah, they did. That's hilarious.
It's End of the Road, Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.